In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their discussion of Baroque music, exploring the life and work of Handel.
I can't resist, Yehuda Hanani. Whenever I hear the word Handel, or Handel, I always think of, the old rock and roll song, Turn That Handle. But he was a fairly serious character, wasn't he?
Oh, he was a great, a giant of a composer. Giant. He left a tremendous mark, which we feel until today, of course, especially around holiday times. Handel is a big name, with the Messiah and some other oratoria. He was born Georg Friedrich Handel, but he died George Friedrich Handel without umlaut in London and became, of course, a national hero in England. He's buried in Westminster Abbey. Mm-hmm. He was lured to England by a high pension from Queen Anne, left his German employer, the Elector of Hanover, never to return. But by strange turn of events, his previous patron returned to him. Queen Anne died, and the Hanoverian ascended to the English throne as George I.
Yeah.
Since he loved music with a passion, he forgave Handel his defection and restored him to favor. What is historically significant is that the King of England did not speak a word of English and did not bother or didn't intend to learn any. That's George I. By the way, the foreign ancestry of the House of Windsor was never forgotten by the English people and provides an undercurrent, a subtext to the saga of Princess Diana and her battle with the Queen Mother.
Because?
Well, in a sense, the outsider brought into the palace as a bride was really the only insider with her Welsh origins. Everybody else was German import.
Well, there was such a thing as little confrontations called World War I and World War II. And I don't think the British monarchs at the time were regarded as anti-patriotic or pro-German.
Well, there were a lot of these political marriages taking place at the time. And,
sure.
Yeah. But let's return
to... When the line was running out, you brought in a German.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But let's return to our binational handle.
I wouldn't have done it.
You would not have...
No, I would not have, considering the historic antipathy, I would not have brought in a German.
Mm. But we should return to Handel, who is, of course, binational. And he did speak English with a funny accent. He was a very charming conversationalist and entertaining raconteur. But in order to enjoy his anecdotes, you had to speak four languages, German, Italian, French, and English, because he would constantly switch mid-sentence.
Interesting.
And these were also the musical styles which he absorbed and integrated into his lush international Baroque language, which Telemann did not do, by the way. Mm. Telemann was quintessential German composer. If Bach's music represents the life of the mind, music for the eye, there are some fugues that can be studied and admired in silence just by looking at them. Handel's music, on the other hand, he writes for the ear. He must be experienced sensually, acoustically. He lived very luxuriously. He was ambitious socially and financially. His art collection included two Rembrandts. And the Messiah made him a national hero, a superstar. And with the passing years, it acquired mythic dimensions, as we all know, until today. In the 19th century, he was all but deified in England, and overblown performances of the Messiah became yearly extravagances. To give you an idea of the scope, in 1883, at the Crystal Palace, which was out of London, this huge glass and steel structure, it was performed by an orchestra of 500 and a chorus of 4,000. The capacity of Carnegie Hall is 3,000, just to give you an idea. The audience numbered 87,769.
Whoa.
So, just another English understatement.
And to this day, the Messiah is a group sing. Mm. I mean, people are invited to...
This tradition continues until today. Actually, this monstrous ritual at the Crystal Palace continued, repeated until 1926. His music is regal, celebratory, majestic, spacious, imperial. All the adjectives that do well in describing the English court and the English self-image. For the musical part of this story about Handel, I chose a very special moment from the Messiah, the aria, Every Valley Shall Be Exalted. And the voice that's singing it is also unique. It was recorded in the 40s, long ago, by a tenor whose name was Axel Schütz, Danish, from Copenhagen. People don't sing like this anymore. It's pure and sincere. He taught in Colorado for a couple of years at the university, by the way. An amazing voice, and I'm just very happy to bring it back to the awareness of people who are listening to our program. Axel Schütz singing Every Valley from the Messiah.
Every valley.
That was the Every Valley Shall Be Exalted aria from Handel's Messiah. Before that, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.